Whether the market is hot or not, whether it's fast or slow, strong or weak, however you describe the real estate market, you know it and I know it. Today's consumer is going to continually put more and more of their trust in the knowledge broker. The question is, are you the knowledge broker? How effectively are you positioning yourself as that expert who can be trusted and confided in because you're the pro in your local community? Is your marketing adequately positioning you as a knowledge broker? Or maybe, are you somebody who struggles with the calculations, with the math, with the data side of it all? And if that is you, or even remotely describes you, then today's episode is exactly what you need to hear. Welcome to This Week in Marketing. If you're new to the channel, it would mean a ton if you go ahead and subscribe. And there's a little bell icon right next to the subscribe button that if you tap it, it turns on notifications so you get updates about whenever we publish new episodes, just like this one here today. And today's episode is a very special one because it's a subject that really matters. You know, I talk a lot about marketing, use this channel, use this tool, and so forth. But at the end of the day, marketing without a message is hollow. The message is what gets amplified in a one-to-many format to help position you and create consideration for your services. And I got to tell you, in this kind of a marketplace, or any kind of a marketplace, if you aren't positioning yourself and amplifying the notion that you are the knowledge broker in your local community, within and amongst your database contacts, then you're missing a critical opportunity. Now, to help me have this conversation, I have a super special guest. Spoiler alert, it's Jeremy Davis, the CEO of Palm Agent, and he's going to introduce himself a little bit and talk about his background as we get started in the actual interview. But this episode is chock full of useful ways to take what are normally one-on-one conversations that will position you as an expert through the lens of that one person you're talking to. How do we take those conversations and we make them one to many, something that everybody can learn from and start to imagine themselves working with an agent, an expert just like you? It's all about being the knowledge broker. Let's dive into the conversation. Jeremy Davis, man, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to jump on the podcast and talk about the importance for agents to leverage knowledge and to be that knowledge broker, the consummate expert in the eyes and in the mindset of every consumer they work with. I'm super glad you're here, man.
Absolutely, Jason. Good to see you again.
Yeah, good to see you too. We're often on the road together, traveling and speaking at events. So this is a fun little virtual exchange between us. So listen, I know there's a lot of folks who are watching right now who are already avid users and fans of the Palm Agent app, which you are the founder and CEO of Palm Agent. Just for those watching, can you give them a sense of what the app is and does? And I want to just kind of foreshadow where we're going with this. This is not a commercial for any kind of a tool. If you're listening or watching right now, this is a tool that you can integrate in terms of helping to position yourself as an agent to be that knowledge broker in your marketing mix. So stick with us because we're going to lead somewhere really, really powerful in terms of messaging and communications and your social and your video and your emails and your marketing. So just tell us, if you would, Jeremy, the origins of Palm Agent.
Ooh, how far are we going back? All the way?
So
originally, I have one around here somewhere, but my mother was a broker. My dad was a broker. My mother, like a lot of agents, hated the math part of real estate. I always say, if you hate the math part of real estate, typically, we were talking about earlier, the different spheres, typically that means you have a good personality. Like, it's how it works. So if you like her, hate math, or it's not your favorite subject, at least
people love you.
Probably means you have a better personality. Let's just be honest. But if you're an engineer, you can develop it, but it just doesn't come as natural. So she hated it. She was frustrated with it. It was the one part of the industry she didn't enjoy. Back in the day, some of you may remember this. They had these little books, amortization books, that everyone carried around. It was a little blue book and it had a chart of payment information and what is the rate. And you could go to this page and find. And my dad is brilliant and he sees that and he's like, you know what? What if we could, computers were brand new, it was early 80s, computers are brand new. What if we could take that chart that you're carrying around and thumbing through and put it into one of these new things called a computer? Tandy and Radio Shack made these little programmable. Yeah. They had like 16K of memory. And so he taught himself coding. He started writing little scripts for that. Huh. And that was really the origin of it. It was him solving a problem for her.
And how about that?
It kind of grew. Some people in her office were like, hey, what is that?
Yeah.
You need that too. So I don't even think he charged for it. He's like, okay, well, give me, you know, go buy one of these calculators at Radio Shack and I'll find a way to load the code into it. And it was on a tape recorder, which is crazy. Okay. We still have some of them around the office, like some of the original equipment.
And oh, that's amazing.
That was kind of the birth of it. And it, my dad wasn't a business guy. He didn't really care to grow it into a company, but he did meet the need for agents in the area in the office. They loved it. Mm-hmm. And so when I graduated from college, the internet was kind of new. The Palm Pilot, so that's why it's called Palm.
So it's called Agent. Palm Agent. Okay,
just came out, and I didn't have a lot of options. I wasn't didn't make the best grades in school, and I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And I was like, "Would you ever dust that old code off and maybe write it for the Palm Pilot?" One of the biggest struggles early was like when rates would change and fees would change because we programmed everything into it. Yeah. There was no internet, so like, how did you update everyone? Well, you drove to their house and plugged in your tape recorder and spent an hour winding the new code into the machine. So like part of the problem was it never could really grow past a modern
analog age
business. Yeah. And now with the internet and now with the Palm Pilot, we were like, you know, that the problem still exists. Let's talk about dusting that off and taking it out. Now we have over 400,000 users in every state across the US, and it's helping a lot of agents solve the math part of the real estate industry.
Marketing is ever evolving, and with the emergence of AI, the rate of change is faster than ever. Adapt quickly to AI-driven marketing strategies or risk falling behind. This is precisely why we've created the AI Marketing Academy, a 4-week virtual intensive tailored to integrate AI seamlessly into your marketing strategy. You'll start with unraveling the basics of AI, then you'll get to grips with essential AI tools. And finally, you'll learn how to incorporate these tools into effective real-world marketing tactics. Space is limited. Don't miss your chance to be a part of the future. And I would say that math is money. I mean, it's a huge piece of the pie in terms of having an effective conversation with the consumer. And so we're going to shift this conversation. So it's an amazing story. One, thank you for sharing the story. I love the foundation of it. I love the purity of where the idea came from. I think those are some of the best ideas. And, you know, I use the app now, and a lot of our coaching clients use the app now. And I'm aware that there are, how many calculators are in the app now, ballpark?
Now, I mean, if you look at all the individual infographics and stuff, they're all calculators, 100, you know, there's a calculator for every scenario.
Yeah. And I love that. And now if that's overwhelming to somebody watching, of course, you guys have effectively a dashboard or a homepage that prioritizes the most popular and everyday use.
There's like four main ones. So there's four main calculators that everyone uses.
And what are the most important calculations? Because here's where I want to go with this. I want to talk about how are you integrating this into your video marketing? How is this really spilling into your one-on-one conversations? At the end of the day, marketing is simply an amplification of a message. And so what is the message? And is that message rooted in you being an expert? So help us understand, like, what are those most popular conversation calculators that every agent should be prepared to have with any buyer or seller in the course of their daily operations?
Well, let me start with this one, because this is why I've loved our partnership is, you know, Tom and Jimmy and you have some strategies that it's not manipulating their audience. It's helping solve problems where people are raising their hand saying, hey, yes, I do need this right now.
Yes.
You guys are helping come up with learning what are people wanting to know now. And so one of them was these equity reviews you're doing.
Yeah.
And so as I'm watching this, I'm like, that's amazing. Everybody wants to know how much equity they have in their home because there's record amounts. There's more equity right now than there's ever been in the history of the world. Like there's a lot of equity in the United States real estate markets. True. Like how much do I have? Because one of the things I have learned is the difference between about $200,000 of equity and $265,915 of equity are polar opposites. It's when you can be specific about knowing your numbers, the dots that the buyers and sellers start connecting and making decisions on now, the vagueness of 200,000, oh, I know we have equity versus we got 216,984. Now, maybe if we did want to get a rental, it might be a good attempt. The wheels start turning. It's totally different. So as I'm watching you guys do that, I went to Tom and I was like, hey, how's everybody calculating equity? Because I know you have to have, you know, a CMA. Like, what do I think the home is worth? I need to know what they paid for it. I need to know if there's a loan and what that is. And there's a formula to figuring that out.
Yep.
And when I watched again what the industry was doing, I was like, I think we could address this. So relevant calculators, that's probably the one that's hottest right now, is we created an equity review calculator that goes and ask a few questions. We even pull, if you don't know loan balances, because a lot of times if you're using this for a marketing strategy, you don't have a lot of those details that you would have if it was a personal, intimate client. Sure. Say, hey, let me open that mail for you and I can look this up and find this.
Right.
So we're even working with data providers and buying data to say, hey, Jason, I know you recorded a loan 4 years ago for this amount. Is that right? And you go, yeah, that is right. And I know that it was at this rate. Is that right? Great. And then we lean on the agents to say, you tell us what you think it's worth. We can tell you what they bought it for. We can tell you how much they should owe right now if they've been making their payments. And that's a lot of the heavy lifting. So that's
such a huge impediment, because you're right, and Tom is right, and Jimmy Mackin is right in having the conversation around what is your equity position. And we've been listening to Tom on the road talk about this, where I think a lot of agents feel like, I don't want to keep asking them if they want to know what their home was worth. It feels like it's a little bit too pushy or invasive. But Tom's been shifting people's perspective to say, like, well, hey, wait a minute. You have to put yourself in the perspective or the position of these homeowners who have been hearing the news for the past year or so now, just kind of doom and gloom about real estate and so forth. And the market's going to do this or it's going to do that. And it's just been kind of negative. And so there's a lot of homeowners who are like, is my equity safe?
Right.
Maybe they want to sell, maybe they don't, but they can't make an informed decision to move forward in either choosing to sell and buy another property or whatever, unless they have the right information. But a lot of agents definitely get hung up on, well, I need the right inputs so I can give the output of here's how much equity you're potentially sitting on. So you guys definitely solve for that.
Here's what I found. It's funny. I was talking to a friend, you know, I just have my first child just recently.
Yeah.
And it's been interesting being an observer of people being fixated and fascinated about their kids and showing everyone pictures and me going like, I don't get it, to now having my own.
Yeah.
And then literally work her into every presentation, work her into every story.
Work her into every podcast. I love it.
Seriously. I was telling someone, it's like a bird flying south for the winter. It's DNA. You can't help it. There's nothing you can do about it. It annoyed me for a while watching others. And I'm like, hey, we get it. I know you love your kid. I can't help it. And I said that to say this: people care about their own number.
They do.
This isn't a general statement of houses are going up or houses are going down. Jason, do you want to know what your equity is? People want to know about their own number. And so when agents can help them, this isn't anything other than let me help you figure out what that number is. What you do with that now is up to you. But now that you know your number, it's like, now the wheels start turning. Maybe it is time to upgrade. If they're saying the rates are going to come down, maybe we want to. And so it really is a give, and it's a give that people, almost everyone wants to know. Everybody wants to know, what is your opinion on what my equity is?
So let me ask you, because here's where I think we run into a chasm of seizing the moment and those opportunities. I agree. And I think most of our listeners would agree. You know, he's right. He's got a point. People really want to know the number. But the challenge for a lot of agents is, how do I get someone to want to know their number? How do I position to somebody that I have the ability to run that calculation for them? What are you seeing the savviest of agents do in terms of being able to activate homeowners to say, yeah, I want that calculation?
And this is where we were never great. Like, we are calculator nerds. Like, we know the market. We know the agents. We have a lot of users. I've been in a real estate family my whole life. You guys are such a great compliment because you're experts at that. And I'm watching Tom go, here's the text I would send. Here's the email I would send. Yeah. And then I'm watching some of y'all's great clients go, here's what I'm doing on social media.
Are you talking about Shannon Mangin right now?
I mean, I think I watch that video 10 times a day.
Okay. Like, so if you're listening or watching and can't see the video, I'll give the context. So Shannon Mangin, rockstar coaching client of ours, runs a really great business down in Austin, Texas, and she is just so good at video. And so what she's done, and really this is what gave me the idea to interview you on this podcast episode. She took your calculator for the equity report, and she did a green screen video on Instagram, whereby she had in the background behind her, you've seen the videos on TikTok and Instagram and YouTube Shorts, those vertical videos, where you can superimpose yourself over in front of some kind of a recorded video on your iPhone in the background. So what she screen recorded was herself doing a calculation for equity updates for one of her customers, and then describing what was happening and filling in the blanks in her own video recording. So you can see, as a viewer on Instagram, she's just this easy, cinch. She's just dropping in the data to get the right information. And then she does a call to action in the video. Hey, if you want to find out what situation of equity you have in your home, just shoot me a DM of your address and I'll run the numbers for you.
And I've heard from her that she's crushing it with it because yeah. Back to what we said, people want to know their equity. So how are we going to ask them? Everyone should record one of those videos. It doesn't cost you anything. Put it online. We have, if you're not comfortable with green screens, we even built a few filters where I promise you start to finish in less than 5 minutes, you can have all this off your plate.
Absolutely.
From a basic filter to a green screen video, like you can have this done in 5 minutes. You can throw it up and it doesn't cost you anything. And what you'll find is people do. Well, they're curious what your expert opinion is.
Yeah.
They're curious about it, what's my numbers.
So I'm curious what you think of this. Before our session today, I made a list of, I counted seven. I wrote down seven ways I think you can make an offer or seven channels through which you could make an offer to folks in your marketplace, homeowners who want to know their equity position. The first one was, of course, the green screen videos. Now, if you're watching, you're like, what is a green screen video? On Instagram, there's a filter or an effect called a green screen. It's kind of like the weather person who points to the clouds. They're in front of a green screen. It's based upon that idea. You can also use apps like CapCut, Veed.io. These are tools that make it super easy to remove yourself from your background. You don't actually need a green screen. And you can then layer screen recordings and screenshots. And for instance, what Shannon did is she layered a screen recording of herself running a calculation for a client in the Palm Agent app. If you do not know how to screen record your iPhone, Google it. It's an easy step-by-step process that would be spelled out in Google for you. The green screens was the first one. And what I like about it is when you think about an Instagram reel, for instance, reels are generally, Jeremy, they're generally watched by people who are not yet following you. And the other variable to consider with Instagram is Instagram's algorithm right now is really largely predicated on interests. It's going to show people reels based upon it, their viewing interests. And so if I can make a piece of content that is hyper-local in nature, for example, Shannon's in Austin, and so you'll listen to her language in her videos, and she is expressly clear that she's talking to Austin homeowners. So she is priming the algorithm to know, oh, I get it. It's for people who live in and around Austin. And then it's a green screen reel. And so it's that vertical video format of Instagram. And because it's a reel, it's being seen by people who don't yet follow her, mostly who are likely have an interest in the Austin real estate market. I mean, it's like a great way to organically reach customers who are ideal clients for you, but they don't know you yet. I also wrote down your email newsletter offer. So a lot of our great rockstar coaching clients are sending out weekly newsletters, bi-weekly newsletters, emails that are super valuable. And I'd make the argument that you should have a nested call to action. It's sort of a little call to action tucked in between, you know, you're talking about local happenings and you're showing some featured listings. And in between those segments, you should make an offer like, hey, are you curious how much equity you've got right now? It's easy for me to run the numbers. Just reply with your address. Another super easy way to get people to in your existing database to want to respond.
Love it.
I also think your Instagram story polls is another great way to do it. So a lot of you are using Instagram and you can do stories where you can ask a question and somebody can say yes or no, and they can respond via polls. And I think that's a really good way for them to get into your DMs, so to speak. And then because of that, once they're in your DMs, you're able to respond back and forth with them as if having a text message. I'm gonna fire off a few more really quick, Jeremy, and then I want to get your wrap up thoughts on this.
Perfect.
I think you can also put offers on your website where they can schedule a Calendly to review the calculation super quick and in person. I think that you can do in the product section of your Google Business profile. You should have a home valuation or a handmade or a tailored or a bespoke, if you will, CMA of what your home is worth, and you can use the calculation to do it. I also think on your Instagram link in bio, if you use a tool like Linktree or Links.co, for instance, you should be able to have another link that says, hey, schedule a time with me to go over your number, or just input your address here and I'll calculate it for you. And then last, I thought about QR codes and postcards to all your neighbors around your listings and elsewhere. There are a lot of tools out there, Jeremy, that will do automatic valuations of what someone's equity is worth. I think what you said is true, that or is the difference between like $65,000 and $65,214.89 is the difference between we'll get around to it someday and, oh, wow, this is real money and time is money. You agree or disagree?
Night and day. There was one of the biggest brokerages here in Dallas. When I first started, I met with their founder. And she was reminding me, she goes, Jeremy, we used to use these rules because those little books were complicated, where we would say, you know, your payment's going to be about 10% of, so a $100,000 house would cost you $1,000 a month, or a $200,000 house would cost you $2,000 a month. And your closing costs and down payment was about 10%. So $100,000 house, you spend about $10,000. She goes, but I would always take those numbers. And she was like smirking. And I would say, it's going to be about $1,085.62.
Yeah.
So I threw in the last stuff. I was still using the same averages we would all use.
Yeah.
But I would make them more specific. And she goes, would you believe it was one of my secret sauces. People really thought I was so smart when you're specific. And so it makes a huge difference to dial something in from your local expert. It just does.
I also think right now we're just in a society where the average homeowner, I think, has become aware of the ability to get a quick estimate of what their home is worth based on online calculators and tools.
Sure.
And those are fine for, you know, just some high level diagnostics. But when you make an offer for a bespoke, a made to measure calculation of their home equity position, that has a different level of impact in terms of the way in which it's received by customers. And so here's where I'm, and I'm going to toss the mic to you for final thoughts on this. My contention is that we are in a marketplace where at the end of the day, the product you sell as an agent is your own expertise. And money is math. Math is money. Being able to position yourself as a knowledge broker in today's marketplace is what separates, I would make the argument, the very best of the best agents, the agents with whom everybody wants to work because they have a level of confidence in their competence, versus the agents who are struggling and hoping it was easier. And that's why I love tools like yours, because they make it easier. And you can have a great personality and be great with the numbers at the same time. And then let that be behind your marketing, behind the messaging, so people can be informed with the right information about what their home's worth. And then we only got into one calculator today. There's other calculations that can be used in terms of offering knowledge to the consumer. Final thoughts to you.
Love all that. I'm sitting there thinking math is money, money is math. That sounds like a song. I love watching what Shannon did with something, because she took it further than we could take. And I love what you just said. You named off seven things. You could leave me here in the room all day and I couldn't come up with one. Like it's the partnership. And one of Tom's things that I've become accustomed to hearing is the whole R&D is not research and development.
Our
ethos, it's rip off and duplicate. And like the way that you guys all share and say it's a collective group, like we're all going to do this together. And then you taking this through this medium and sharing it with the real estate community, like everyone take this and use it. This is a phenomenal idea and it works. And by the way, in 2010, we wouldn't have been making this podcast because that wasn't the time to do equity reviews for everyone. So you have to like you have to be aware of the market we're in.
That's a good point.
But right now there is a window. I don't know if that window's 10 more years or 5 more years or 1 more minute, but this is the play to run right now.
Yeah.
Get out to all of your clients and ask them this. It may not lead anywhere, but statistically, it's going to lead to some people starting to think about things differently.
Right.
And now we can be there to help them if this equity conversation now goes to another level.
Dude, you're spot on. I can add nothing to that. I hope everybody listening or watching wherever you're at, let us know in the comments, how are your conversations going when it comes to equity reviews with your customers, clients, contacts, people you meet in the field? And what else are you doing in your own marketing mix to position yourself as an absolute data nerd of a marketing expert? Thank you
Jason,
so much for watching.
Can I add one more thing? One more thing.
Yeah.
I don't mind pushing this. And here's why. And this isn't a sales pitch. Our app is free. Mm. We're doing this because we've gone around the country. Growing up with parents that are real estate agents, I love the real estate community. I've been in it my whole life. We used to sell our product and we went a step ahead to go, we're going to go to all of our local title sponsors. They're going to give us local data and they're going to sponsor it so that the agents don't pay a penny. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't mind selling this to you and pushing it hard, everyone, because it's free. Go to Palm Agent, go to the app store, download it and start using it. There's no ulterior motives. Like go get it and start using it. We've already done the hard lifting and gotten sponsors and advertisers to pay for this. Just get it and use it.
Yeah. And get some listings when you do. It's all about marketing that moves the needle. Certainly a lot of good ideas in this show, man. A lot of good stuff. Jeremy, thank
Jason,
you so
thank
much.
You for everything you do. Like yeah. it's been incredible to get to know you and watch the genuineness of how you pour into the community. And I know you have a lot of fans and followers out there for that reason. It's authentic, it's real. And you do it on a level that I haven't seen anyone else do it. So
well, I truly appreciate it. I am grateful for what I get to do. And I love seeing the agents and the professionals who are watching the show take the ideas and get the rewards for implementation. All right. Until next week, this is This Week in Marketing.